Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How do you show strong leadership to your team? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have a long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic relating to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today, I want to talk about a topic that's discussed often and a topic that many books have been written about, leadership. My specific question for you today is, how do you show strong leadership to your team? I expect this is a topic that you've not only studied and read about, but you probably have a favorite individual or two who reflect the strong leader that you desire to be like. There are many who come to mind. Let's see if any of these are on your leader list. Winston Churchill, who rallied the British against the evil forces of Hitler during World War II. Or Martin Luther King, who transformed America through his compelling and inspiring nonviolent approach to racial injustice. Or Nelson Mandela, who patiently sought freedom and helped end apartheid in the deeply racist South African government. Or Abraham Lincoln, who led the country during the Civil War and was unwilling to allow it to be torn apart over slavery. Or Mother Teresa, who put her personal needs aside to care for the needy like no other person we've ever known before. I could go on and on sharing names that you would recognize, like George Washington, Teddy Roosevelt, Oprah, or Warren Buffett. And I'm sure I probably missed one of your all-time favorites, because we all have our own leadership heroes. But no matter who's at the top of your list, the bigger question today is, why are they on your list of strong leaders? What is it that makes someone a strong leader? Again, we all have our own opinions, and if you simply Google what makes a strong leader, you can find hundreds of top 10 lists of attributes that make someone a strong leader. So rather than debate what should be on the list, I'd like to share with you 8 attributes that I believe are needed and wanted by team members in businesses of all sizes, whether they're large corporate organizations or a mom-and-pop business with just a few part-time employees. The needs and the wants don't change much. The question is, are your behaviors and actions demonstrating the attributes of a strong leader to and for your team? Let me share these 8, and you can simply do a quick self-assessment in your head. While I share these attributes, ask yourself, am I showing up this way every day? Is this how my team members would describe me? Where's my greatest opportunity to get better? And what would my business and team be like if I were to master these leadership qualities? Are you ready? Here we go. Integrity. This is an essential quality of anyone in a leadership position, and especially for a business owner. You set the standard in this attribute, and your team can see right away if you say something but do something different. Some might suggest this is the biggest blind spot most people in leadership positions have today. Courage. We can see this attribute in every one of the individuals I mentioned earlier. Each of them were not only passionate about their cause or their purpose, but they had the courage to stand up to what they knew was right and necessary. No one wants to work for someone who lacks courage. Respect. As the business owner, you enjoy position power. People on your team and vendors who serve your business must do what you ask because you're the boss. But that doesn't mean that you're a strong leader unless you pair that position power with respect for others. The higher you go in the business, the more important the attribute of respect becomes. This is one you should never forget. Empathy. Strong leaders couple their courage and respect with a strong sense of empathy for others. It's easy for those at the top to get their way or forget how their decisions impact those below them, which is why having a strong sense of empathy is critical as you make difficult decisions in your business. Influence. Here I'm not talking about the negative kind of influence, the kind that happens simply because of your position or your power, but rather the kind of influence where you inspire others to be their best and where you change the game by engaging and relating to others in a way that can positively impact the direction or outcome. Done with a combination of logic, emotion, and cooperation, influence is essential to be considered a strong leader. Gratitude. Being thankful and knowing that as the business owner, you're not solely responsible for the success you've had is an essential attribute of a strong leader. Those who express their appreciation and thanks to the team members who work for them are the leaders who are viewed as the strongest and most confident. Done well, demonstrating gratitude often results in others working as hard for your success as you do. Self-awareness. While this is an inwardly focused trait, self-awareness and humility are critical to strong leadership. The better you understand yourself and recognize your own strengths and weaknesses, the better you can identify those areas where you need some skill development or new learning, which you should always be doing. And it also helps to recognize who you need on your team to cover your shortcomings. And yes, we all have shortcomings. If you don't think you do, then this is one of your blind spots. And let me end with my favorite, delegation. The art of letting go is a challenging one for many leaders and business owners. Oftentimes, we do things the way we do them because we want and need it to be done right. So we hold on to those things and are reluctant to let them go. And often, when we do let them go, we can't resist the urge to continue to be involved in what we just gave to someone else. Sound familiar? Mastering the art of delegation is one of the most difficult aspects of showing strong leadership, but it's also one of the most powerful tools we have as business owners. I'm sure I missed one or two that you would add to the list. If so, then go ahead and add them to your list of strong leadership attributes. But what I would ask you to do is take a few minutes to do a real audit or assessment of where you stand with regard to providing for your team the strong leadership that they need and want. If you're bold enough, simply ask each person to rate you on a scale of 1 to 10 or 1 to 5 on each of the attributes we covered. No matter how you think you're doing on each one, the real judge of how well you're doing are those who work for you. And here's a clue. If you've had several team members quit or leave for a better opportunity elsewhere, it's very likely that a significant part of their decision was made on their leader's lack of showing strong leadership. They won't say it. They'll tell you it's an opportunity they just couldn't pass up. But the real story is, if they had a stronger leader, they wouldn't go anywhere. Recent research shows that over 57% of those who leave their jobs have done it because they're unhappy with their boss. That's right, people most often quit their boss, not their job. But if you and your key leaders knock it out of the park on these 8 leadership attributes, that won't happen to you. People want to work for strong leaders. They want to be associated with those who demonstrate integrity, courage, respect, empathy, influence, gratitude, self-awareness, and are willing and able to delegate the important things to others. The more you become this kind of a leader, the stronger your team will be and the faster your business will grow. It may be the most impactful change you could make in your business, to work on yourself first and become a stronger leader for your team. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. And if you'd really like to know how you're doing as a leader, but don't want to ask your team directly, just let me know. I've got an anonymous survey that will help you get the insights you need to get better. Thanks for sharing this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. This is a critical topic for every business owner, and there are many employees working for someone who they only wish would hear these critical attributes and make some changes in their leadership style. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss dealing with price-sensitive customers. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.